Hello there, this is Dave Allen and I'm at the beach. I'm at Sandpole once again and it's a lovely day. The sun is shining. I've been in the sea for a swim and it was bloody lovely. It was really nice indeed. Not even sort of cold or anything. It was just nice. It was perfect. So I went to the post office and I collected a new case for my iPhone. It's one called, what's it called now? It's called Fosmon. Maybe that's the name of the people that make it. And it's a bit of a beast. It looks a bit of a beast. A big sort of black sort of thing it is. It's got a little clip on the back of it for... Well, actually, there's two sorts of clips. So there's the clip that goes on the back of the actual sort of rubberized case. And the plastic sort of thing that goes with it to protect it. And it seems quite sturdy. And then there's a kind of holster that this thing sort of fits into. So it protects the front of it as well. And so, I mean, I can, say, put it into a pocket and clip it there and it's not going to fall out, or I clip it onto a bag or whatever else. I'm quite pleased with it, actually. The other one I've got is a sort of clear, sort of bumper sort of case, which has got a sort of stiff back to it, and it sort of shows the iPhone 6 off in all its glory because of it being clear. But this is the one I've put onto the iPhone and I'm quite pleased with it. Going to be running back home in a wee bit because I've got a parcel which is supposed to arrive. This parcel is coming in from Amazon and it's an external battery which I think I need for this phone. I've got it connected to another external battery I've got. This external battery is one which is for setting up a Wi-Fi, so it means I can plug in an SD card into this battery thing, this Wi-Fi server. And what it means is I can have a look at whatever's on that SD card and bring it in and have a look on whatever I want to connect with. It could be even an Android phone if I'd have one of those. It could be the iPad. And so I could get whatever's on there, look at it and use it, and then it could be quite handy. I actually bought it for my wife rather than myself, but I'm using it myself at the moment. Anyway, so this battery I'm getting in the post today, it's going to be, it's an Anker one. A-N-K-E-R, not with an A-O-R on the end, like an anchor that you drop in the water. And this battery is going to keep me going because, as I say, I've got this charged up, fully charged this morning. And by sort of midday, it's down to 25%. Don't know what was going on there. Maybe I need to do a reboot on it or something. I mean, I've been doing a lot of fiddling about with the phone. Mainly because I've been trying to get drafts to work properly. The old version of drafts, version number 3, I was able to send stuff off to Twitter and send it off to Facebook, add a bit more to it, send it off to Google Plus or wherever else. But this new version, version 4, which has got a nice few features to it, which works better with some of the extensions and handoff sort of things that you get with the iOS 8. But it's really sort of eating the battery up. So I'm not quite sure what to do with that. It means I'm going to have to carry an extra battery around me all the time. But I did that anyway with my Android phone because of the fact that it was lemon juice or lemon, something like zero lemon, that was what it was called. And it was something that kept the phone going for 2, maybe 3 days. And I kind of got used to that. And now I'm using a phone which, if it's working well, it'll keep going for the whole day. If you're not working quite so well, it'll only go for about 8 hours. And this morning, I say it's not going well at all. And it's only lasted around about 5 or 6 hours, even maybe less than that. So I've got more batteries that need to be kept charged up, so that I'm always going to have some battery available. Although when I get my iPad as well, I mean, that's got a nice big battery in there, and I suppose it's going to have quite a nice length of use in there as well. That's going to be quite handy too. I'm still thinking I might get the one with the SIM card in it or SIM slot in it. I can get a little SIM that I can put into it that will allow me to connect data or get data off the same one that I'm using now. The same phone connection. That's quite handy. It means I'll have it all in one bill. But it means that I'll have to do a bit of jiggery-pokery to make sure it all comes in properly. I still have 2.2 gigabytes to play with. I get 1 gigabyte as standard with the phone plan, and then I'll be able to add another 1 gigabyte for an extra €6 per month, which is not bad at all. I'm quite pleased with it. So I'll get about 2 gigabytes, and that'll keep me. That'll be enough to go for the month. I mean, I could even get that extra gigabyte on top of that for another €6 if I want to, and it'll still be a reasonable price. Now, I should be doing some work on my book. I did a whole pile of work on it yesterday. I was doing some extra writing. I wrote an extra article to go in there. I did a whole pile of editing, found places where there was information that had doubled up in two different chapters. So I did a bit of merging of the data, one into another, and it's starting to come together. But I really need to get the pictures together for it as well. I need to do some screenshots of the various things I like to do in the Mac and various things I want to do on the iPad. And then I need to do some complete work through videos. So I'll do a few videos where I'm showing how to do stuff with Markdown. I'll do a video showing how to do things with iThoughtSX. I'll do videos which are separate and show how things work with Cloud Outliner, which is the outliner that I'm choosing to use. I'll have to do a bit of information there as well about how to do some things with Scrivener. Well, that's a huge program, and I could probably do a whole pile of different videos about how to do things with Scrivener. But what I'll do is I'll do an overall thing as well, where I'll do a video that'll be sort of the whole complete workflow. In fact, I'll have to do a few different ones because the workflow is kind of flexible. So, I mean, for instance, now I could be doing some work on a beach. I'm at Sun Pol Beach, lying down in the sun, and I could be doing some writing using Siri to dictate some stuff into maybe drafts, or I could dictate into... what else could I be dictating? I could be dictating into a mind map, iThoughtSX, and basically building up the ideas. Or I could be going directly into Cloud Outliner, because there's the Cloud Outliner version for the iPad and the iPhone as well. And then from that, I'll be moving that information through to the next stage. So if it's in the iThoughtSX, I'll be moving into the Outliner and do a bit of rearranging. I'll be moving that information then on to Scrivener. So it depends on which stage of the game I'm at. I mean, I could be starting on the beach. I could be starting when I'm doing some mind mapping back at home on my desktop in the iThoughtSX version on the Mac. Or I could be basically thinking, okay, well, I don't really want to use it's only a short document. I'm not going to use the mind mapping application this time. I'll go straight into doing something with Cloud Outliner and then moving it from there into, maybe I want to go directly into Blogger. Maybe I want to start adding stuff there. Or I could be using the Drafts application. So I could maybe sort of export out of the Cloud Outliner into Markdown, get that Markdown and put it into Drafts, start filling a few places in there, sort of do actual writing in Drafts. Then when I've got all that together, I can grab the, in Drafts you can get the Markdown. So in Markdown, I can grab all of that and put it into Blogsy. I think Blogsy accepts Markdown. If it doesn't, then I can grab the HTML. So I can take the HTML from the application and put it into Outer Drafts and put it into Blogsy. I've got the whole thing done in a blog post all in one go, right from my mobile devices. And that's kind of what we're looking for, isn't it? That's the whole thing. Oh, that's the other thing I've got to do as well. I want to do an infographic. I did a little infographic. I used a thing called Diagramix or something like that on the Mac, and a bit drag and drop, and I could do little arrows that sort of linked up to one thing and to another. And it's not so much an infographic as just a sort of diagram, really, but it kind of worked, and it got me sort of thinking about how it's all going to come together. And it gives me an idea of what I need to do when I'm doing an infographic that's a bit more pretty, a bit more nicer to look at. Anyway, I must say I'm on the beach, and there's not too many people on the beach. It's quite pleasant. I've got plenty of space around me. I can talk to my phone and do a recording and not be bothered by anybody. There's a whole pile of old ones on the beach. I mean, it's that time of the year when everyone else is kind of working back on their jobs and trying to earn some money for the holidays next year. There were some school children on the beach earlier. I stayed away from that because they'd be far too noisy and boisterous, and I'd like to have a bit of peace and quiet on the beach. There was a slightly younger couple on the beach next to me, having a dip in the sea. And then there's one bronzed beauty, not far away from me. What else is going on? This St Paul Beach is a good place to come to because it's kind of... there's some nice architecture here. We've got some palm trees along the pavement where you walk. But this architecture, it's the sort of architecture that you'd find done by Antonio Gaudi. They're not Antonio Gaudi buildings, but that sort of style, the modernist style. I must go down to Barcelona again. I haven't looked at the Gaudi building there for some time. In fact, next time my mother comes, I'll promise her I'll take her to Barcelona and do a tourist tour. Okay, I suppose I could talk a bit more about what I've been doing on my iOS stuff. I downloaded another application called Transmit, and it's an application which you use for moving files from one place to another, mainly to servers and stuff like that. And it was €10, was it nine? Maybe €9, $10. Useful application where when I move stuff off the iPhone or off the iPad and to various places, and then it can be sort of accessed wherever else. I think I use it for bringing information in too. So if I've got a server somewhere and I've got, you know, like you do with Dropbox, where you've got all your documents, whatever else you want to get your hands on it. So I could maybe use it to FTP or SFTP into something like my my Mac back at home. I could use that as a server. And that'd be quite handy, really. A bit more secure than using an external service like Dropbox or Box or Google Drive or one of those other ones. This one also links up to Amazon S3. Never use that Amazon S3. Kind of gather it can be a bit expensive because it works on per megabyte sort of price. So if you're putting big files up there, it can work out quite expensive indeed. And I don't think I'd be using that. I like to have somewhere I can keep the files for free. In fact, I just set up recently with the Microsoft OneDrive, and that's quite good. That is, there was an offer going on where they was doing 15 gigabytes originally. But if you did it before the end of September and you set up so that your photos were being always uploaded from your phone or from your iPad, then it gives you an extra 15 gigabytes on top of that. So I've actually got 30 gigabytes of space available on OneDrive, which is not to be sniffed at. I mean, not bad when you consider there's only, Google Drive gives you less than that, I'm sure. Apple only gives you 5 gigabytes for free. Although with Apple as well, what I've done is there's a thing where you can get up to 20 gigabytes per month if you pay 99 cents. So I think that works out around about 79 cents in euros. And it will give you a lot of storage space. So I went for that. The more places you can have your stuff stored, the better. So if something happens, you know that you're always going to be able to get it back. And I have my photos automatically going up to Dropbox anyway. My photos will not automatically go up to OneDrive. And as I say, the only sort of downside to it is that you've got the bandwidth that you have to sort of deal with. And I don't have great bandwidth at home. I'm getting sort of 3 megabytes download, which is pretty piss poor compared to what some people are getting. I mean, over in the UK, I know people there that are getting 100 megabytes down. And it's quite normal to get 50 megabytes down. In fact, I'm sure my mother gets better internet than I'm getting. What if the sound of the waves is coming through on this audio? Be nice if it does. Yeah, no, for sure then, that I'm at the beach, lying in the sun, enjoying myself. In fact, I won't be surprised, I'm getting a bit burned. I must turn over and get the other side done. So this is Dave Allen, talking about stuff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.